Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This College Football Picks Week 5 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. From now until Tuesday, get 20% off when you use the promo code NFC Beast.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Crame?
Dog. Yeah, you see how good Hendon Hooker looks? Heisman, baby. Like I've been telling you all year. I'm not looking in the rear view mirror, are you?
No. I'm looking right right through the windshield, and I see Colby Dant, aka the Dantabase. What's up, Colby?
What is he, a bug on your windshield?
Ooh. This guy's got it. He gets a 5-game lead in the NFL, and he thinks he's all of a sudden the best thing.
That's what
since
I'm here to friggin' do. I'm here to talk about NFL. This college stuff's just a side hustle.
Ryan all is right? rocking his Tennessee shirt. I'm rocking a one of the campus tour shirts. Ryan's a little distracted. Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I'm rocking one of the campus tour shirts. These things are awesome. Got college colors over at store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Check those out.
Delivered without the Jaeger bomb stain.
Yes, no Jaeger bomb stain.
We could probably get one on there.
Yeah, we can probably get it going. What do we get? Recap week 4. Let's see.
We don't have to, right?
Tough on some of these. Well, if you're an Arkansas fan, I mean,
that Arkansas game was insane. It was actually a win for us because when we picked it, it was 2.5. But man, that was brutal on the money line. It hit the top of the crossbar. I still have never seen that in any level of football.
And I don't know if you've seen this nugget that to come out. You know, they played this at Jerry's World. Had this been played in Arkansas or at A&M, those goalposts are not that long. Because it's an NFL stadium, it's a longer goalpost. So had that been played in Fayetteville or College Station, it would have been good. Pretty hilarious.
Well, we also would have
bastards.
No, we don't play in a dome.
We would have had one of those.
Well, and that Jerry screwed his own team. I do like that aspect.
Oh, we would have had that controversy where they never have the angle where you're like when it goes directly over the top.
No, that shit was good if he had more air.
Just make the goalpost way taller. Who
you
cares?
See the goalposts are actually the goalposts are actually infinite, just like the goal line.
Put some lasers at the top.
The goalpost should go as high. Yeah, like the Luxor lights. Lasers.
I like that. Luxor lasers.
If it hits the lights, it doesn't count.
Colby and Ryan both hit their three team teases. So congrats to you guys. Did not hit my three team tees. Did hit both of my locks. West Virginia -2.5 and Duke +8.5. Colby, that's what happens when you go against my lock, Kansas.
Just nonsense. Just absolute nonsense.
Never in doubt. Back door was always open for those Dukes.
If you listen to the College Experience, Kansas cashed. All right.
Well, see, that's the problem. Colby's saving all his good locks for the other show, right?
What do you mean? I locked both Kansas -7 and -8.5.
I mean, if you were good, you would have taken Duke.
But they closed at 6.5.
You would have taken Duke plus +8.5. Yep. You would have taken Kansas -6.5, and you would have had a sandwich party.
Won both.
All that meat in the middle.
But I did hit. I mean, look, I was all over West Virginia destroying Coach Pry.
Yes.
Concerns, Sean, about Coach
Pry?
Well,
I don't know, Ryan. I don't see the
That lunch pail.
Yeah, where's the lunch pail, Ryan?
It's up there.
There's no sandwiches in that pail.
It's right over.
There's a shit there. Sandwich in that lunch pail right now.
Wow,
Ryan, are you worried about the program? State of the program.
I'm worried about the fact that Colby let me get excited. I'm worried about the fact that Colby put them on the sheet, knowing that the cupboard was dry. Knowing we spoke to Bud Foster and Justin Fuente had bent the program over.
Well, we
and
know.
Stuck his tiny Texan dick in it and out and in and out and in and out, and then Hendon Hooker left for Tennessee.
We know the best program in Virginia is James Madison. They're the only undefeated team left. They just laid it on App State.
We're not going to do this right now. We're just not going to do this. JMU is like a little baby school.
But you guys don't schedule them anymore after they came into Blacksburg and took a dub when they're in the FCS.
We'll see how they do on a regular basis in the FBS. But I mean, college football is for it's JV. I'm on the varsity squad.
If you're looking to bet junior varsity football, AKA college football, you can do it over sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. Bet $100, get a $100 free bet. Are you kidding me? And again, the WynnBET Casino open 24 hours a day. 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Currently live in Virginia, Tennessee, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Louisiana, Indiana, Colorado, and Arizona. Perfect if you're betting with your family down in Louisiana or Virginia. If you're looking to fade Virginia Tech, that's a great play. Again, and also WynnBET has their same game parlay feature. AKA build your own bet. Get it all over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where play through WynnBET is available. If you're somebody who knows the game, a problem, go on and enter 522-4700. Also brought to you by Babbel. That's right. Hola, me llamo Sean. Been enjoying getting back into Spanish. Colby, I know your wife is fluent in Spanish, and I'm sure you're using your Babbel subscription to talk to her and in her native language, Spanish. It's got a little bit of everything besides Spanish, French, Italian, German. It's really cool. And it makes it fun. I mean, I remember hating Spanish class because a lot of it was just me getting yelled at by my Spanish teacher. But Babbel makes it fun, makes it easy. 10-minute lessons.
Still waiting for Tijuana Tech football. All right.
Well, first, Colby, you got to conquer the language with Babbel, and then we can work on getting the. Colby's got to work on his Air Raid certification and his Babbel certification. But you can learn a language, a second language, very easily, and 55% off your subscription. All you got to do is go to babbel.com/SGP. That's BABBEL.com/SGP for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. Kramer, let's do it.
Sorry, just a little note for those who are into James Madison. He did own slaves, so go fuck yourself.
Okay. How is he not canceled yet? Hey, let's crack it open. It's the Colby Dan six pack, Colby's six favorite games.
If you want to root for that. Yeah. So just to be clear, these are Colby's six favorite games from the weekend. Nothing to do with the chronological order we're about to go in. Do you want to start with Thursday night football? Well, it's not really Thursday night football. It's JV Thursday night football, and it's coming live from Provo, Utah.
Dolphins, Bengals, the great history there. They've been playing this game since before the NFL existed, buddy.
Right? At least
take your bullshit out of here.
At least the Dolphins can get a crowd in a stadium down there.
Can
in Miami.
They?
We got a they can. So
all New Yorkers.
Speaking of SoakFest,
New York City.
Better than empty stands, aka University of Miami. I love that Colby's been put in a position where he's defending one of the least favorite schools.
The
and
airport,
programs.
Though, the airport's down there in Miami.
The airport is down there. Not looking. All right, Provo, Utah is the host of this beautiful, beautiful game between Utah State and BYU. Where bring your garbage bags because things are gonna get wet. BYU might not because it's raining. BYU -24. I'm gonna assume this.
They are calling for rain.
-3,000. That's because the crowd's gonna be soaking so hard. -3,000 on the money line. Utah State +1,200. 16.5 is the total. You mentioned rain. So that, initially it's like, well, that's a big number, but really here, this is, you've told me before, Utah State keeps a good program.
The old good wagon enough. Wheel, the old wagon wheel at stake.
Is that
here.
What they're fighting yeah. for?
But Utah State, you know, they have kind of been off.
What they, happened to
well,
him since
the coaches,
Logan Bonner, what's up with him? 8 interceptions this season, senior quarterback for Utah State. Utah State has not covered a spread, which is always my instincts are to take BYU, but Utah State being 0-4 against the spread, part of me thinks they're due. Colby, walk me through the motivation for this Utah State team. I mean, I think they're going to be pretty outmatched. Jaren Hall's been playing well this year, minus that one letdown spot, which we were all over fading them
and,
there.
And Gunnar Romney is back at wide receiver. Okay, he's good. Been out all he's year. Big. Yeah,
he's big for them. And they and Keanu Hill, 14 catches, 283 yards, and 3 touchdowns for BYU. Utah State's only averaging 15.5 points per game. Is this a big enough rivalry that they're going to get up for this game on the road? What? If they were a home dog, maybe. But I think on the road, it feels like they're just going to get destroyed, right?
I mean, it is a big enough rivalry within that state, but I worry about where Utah State's head's at. Their coach, you know, has had a terrible couple of years. His wife died of cancer, and then his son committed suicide this offseason. So I worry about where.
What goes on out there in Utah? Andy Reid has some issues like that too. What?
I mean, I don't know. He was coming from Arkansas. He's only been in Utah 2 years. Okay. He was coming from Arkansas. But either way, that's why I think, you know, you looked at Utah State's returning starters. You thought they're going to be a lot better based on stuff. But I just wonder about.
They lost to Weber State.
Yeah. Who's
they
good
lost,
though?
They lost to UNLV.
Yeah. I think
they lost to Alabama.
I'm going to lay the points. I'm going to in a rivalry game. Take the points. Rivalry game. Take the points.
Really?
Take the points.
So you're going Utah State plus 24. I'm keeping it chalky BYU minus 24. I just think, oh man,
the environment will be lit.
I think BYU is the one that's going to be getting up for this game.
It's tough.
BYU looks good, man. Like they handled Wyoming.
Can I help you?
Except for that letdown spot in Oregon, which we saw coming after the overtime crazy game against Baylor. They were due for a letdown. This team is just really good at home. I'm going to take BYU later.
So we're not concerned about a look ahead spot with Notre Dame coming to town? Probably not, because they're playing Utah State, right?
And it's prime time. It's Friday night. This was like a Saturday morning game, you could talk me into them sleepwalking a little bit, but Friday night, Provo, they might get in a little caffeine.
I mean, I think you're probably going to be up past the spread at one point, but I just think the back door will be open. Mm-hmm. And
It's always open in Utah. God approves of the back door, not the if you keep the front door clean, still a virgin. Ryan, what do you got? What are you doing? Utah.
Yeah, the no rules against the back door in the Bible. No. It's important to
he's
know.
One of those guys who will get penetration.
And if you were into that kind of things, I've heard the airports in Minnesota are great. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take Utah State. I outsourced my picks this week. Didn't want to share this with you guys ahead of time. But you know, since I'm on the varsity squad, haven't had time with JV practice. So I like you. Lots of points. 24. Would have liked the 24.5 here, Colby. But I'll take a 24. It will be lit, though.
It will be. Let's go.
You got to wear sheets too, right? Like they have intercourse with sheets covering their whole body, right?
And at the Sheets gas station.
Oh, don't make fun of Sheets. For those who don't know, the MTO was ahead of its time.
Yes.
Before you had kiosks, now that everywhere you go, they're like, even if people are working there, there's kiosks that you are. I went to go get boba with the kids yesterday. There are people behind the counter, but there's a screen. And I go to order. The guy's like, just put your order over there.
Yeah.
So you want me to do the work? Okay. Well, before that was a thing, Sheets had that shit back in like 2000.
Oh, yeah. Sheets was ahead of its time.
Drunk and just go
double meat.
Sheets was also ahead of its time because a buddy of mine dealt drugs out of working at Sheets. Wow. So put the drugs in the sandwich. Great idea. Fucking idea.
Wow. What kind of sandwiches are you making over there?
That's what I'm saying.
No wonder Colby was always such a big sandwich fan. All right. Start with the show, right?
We got more primetime football moving over to Friday. 4:30 kickoff here on the West Coast. We're heading to Tennessee.
Great name for a stadium, Johnny Red Floyd Stadium. All right, that's either bourbon or cigarettes.
Where
right?
I have spent a night or two in in Murfreesboro, playing rugby against Middle Tennessee State. They're taking on UTSA. UTSA, a road favorite, -4, -190 on the money line. Middle Tennessee +155, 62 is the total. This is a letdown spot.
This
right?
is a great time to fade them.
All time yeah. letdown spot for Middle Tennessee.
First ever ranked win.
They just beat the
on the road.
The pussies of South Florida, aka University of Miami, in yeah. an all time yeah. choke.
You
spot.
Got any time people are storming the field, and they stormed the field, right?
Well, I mean, it was at Miami, so it was like four people stormed the fucking field.
They had more fans there, but this is just the all. It's an all time letdown spot. Even though Miami sucks this year, they're going to be feeling good about themselves. I mean, what's the take on UTSA?
They're good.
Can they handle the sauce?
They were actually.
I'm a little worried about the only thing that worries me. I mean, again, I'm on UTSA just because of the situation. I am worried about UTSA's rushing defense. They're allowing 213 rush yards per game. So but Middle Tennessee
does misleading though. That's misleading because Texas has Bijan Robinson, the best running back in the nation, and then they also played Army, who throws one pass a game. So,
and UTS can throw the ball. I think they're going to be able to move the ball in Middle Tennessee. Again, this is just about fading Middle Tennessee coming off a crazy letdown spot. So UTSA all meep, day, meep,
all day.
I was going to say, we haven't heard the meep meep. We need a proper meep meep sound.
Meep meep. Yeah.
Do you have one on meep. Your soundboard?
No, I need to get one though. On, I need to get one. I actually think I have a link bookmarked to
Patrick
record
Fisher
it.
Is pretty good about pulling sound effects.
Need a solid road runner.
Add a meep meep there to your list if you have time.
It might Patrick. Be on my desktop somewhere.
So oh just
my
be God. Clear. We're gonna fade there.
Colby's desktop is I open it up and I cannot look at it.
I did it on purpose so you can't look at it. So no one can get into the matrix, man.
You can attack the system. I'm like, Colby, what if we put all these images and stuff you're not using on a, it reminds me of that meme from Always Sunny where Charlie has all like the photos and like strings going all over and he's getting close to solving the crime, but he's a little too close. That's Colby with files. He's not going
to
use.
So if anyone picks up your computer and goes into it, they go, I don't even know what to do. I don't know what move to make.
Shout out to Zeebs 316. He lives in Altoona, PA, where Sheets was created. Shout out to Altoona, PA. Hung out there a couple times on the Altoona campus of Penn State.
A lot of Sheets along the route from Virginia Tech back to New Jersey up through Pennsylvania.
Sheet there, so. City.
Remember Larry Sheets used to play baseball. That ironically for the
gives you a case of the Sheets.
I never had a case of the Sheets after eating Sheets.
No, actually, it's pretty decent.
Yeah, in terms of gas station food, again, way ahead of their time. All right, we got a doubleheader Friday night. Another one.
Ryan, are you wearing a shirt under your Tennessee shirt?
I may not have. I mean, this was
looking. It's just like you're looking a little bulky.
Oh, it's also like a shirt from like 20 years ago. You know how they used to make shirts out of like actual BFTs. Fabric. It's got a tight neck though. I don't. There's a lot going on here, but I may not have. I don't know if I washed
this
yet. That's
a vintage.
No, I don't think
it just came in the mail.
Someone sent you a shirt from the mail and you didn't wash it.
That might have touched Peyton Manning's asshole.
Well, that's why I got.
Well, I'm the trainer that he.
Well, when you're going behind enemy lines, sometimes you got a double bag, you know. So I'm double bagging a T-shirt, not just the wife beater. I'm going full T-shirt. All right, Washington, the Huskies coming down to UCLA. Rose Bowl gonna be lit tonight or Friday night. UCLA 3.5 point home dogs.
I was promised tickets to this, and now all of a sudden
130 on the money line. Washington minus 160, 65.5 is the total.
You couldn't clear the security protocol.
I did hear absolutely, Colby. If you can get,
have any wine and cheese in my refrigerator to bring to the game.
Is that a Chardonnay? Right? Cancel the game, honey. We're out of Chardonnay.
I got
get us the best caviar for the UCLA game. Bruins are real fighters this season.
If Colby had his way, like that, it's literally just a whole. It's like the Hollywood Bowl. It's just people picking. Yeah,
you can go to the art museum. It's right there in Pasadena. It actually is walking steps. I'm actually a member of the Norton Simon. My wife made me go.
Don't you swim some laps and then you show up to the game at halftime?
It's right?
The Rose Bowl Aquarium Center is delightful.
It's a saltwater pool.
It's great. I've swam there many times.
The fans go there for the saltwater pool, and then they find out there's a game being played. It's fantastic.
Remember, I'm a guy who knows all about pools. Going to have a saltwater pool in my own backyard soon. No flex there. All right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I listened to someone handicap this game, like in all seriousness, trying to prep for this game, and I heard him talk about how the Rose Bowl was going to be lit, and I just imagined Colby rolling over in his grave, like, what do you mean?
Rose Bowl hasn't been lit since the Stones performed there in what, 71.
I hope you get to go there, but I do think this is an absolute like sell high point for Washington. They just beat up a really bad defense, a really bad team.
They're 4-0 against the spread. They're winning by double digits. They're inflated. They have not played a road game yet. Yeah. Who is scheduling?
But is this a road game?
Yes. The question. You're coming down to UCLA. This is a great get up spot for UCLA. Again, I know they didn't look good against South Alabama, but this UCLA team, they are an all-time play down to the competition. Don't give a shit. Get up for big games.
We called that.
I think they match up decently against them too.
No,
we called the spot where they were going to last show. Like, hey, look at our two shows ago. Did they have a bye? Yeah. They played Colorado last week, but we even called out the South Alabama letdown spot. Like, it was obvious. I do think this is a conference game. I think we're going to see something closer to the 45 point effort.
Washington's going to roll them, I think.
Really?
Yeah. UCLA's out of conference schedule is terrible. They struggled against Bowling Green. They struggled against South Alabama. Yeah. They didn't cover against Alabama State. And then they took on Colorado, who's probably the worst Power Five out there. Their schedule's laughable. It's almost Michigan laughable. Although we placed the blame with Michigan because they did cancel the game at UCLA they were supposed to play this year. Washington's played better competition. I mean, let's go.
Yeah, but they've only played home games, Colby. True. Like, I think,
but this isn't a tough environment.
I think their price is inflated.
No, that's it. But Colby, in any other scenario, you love this angle of like, because I, even in a couple of weeks out, you'll be pointing out, oh, this is their first true road game. This is the first true road game.
But and also, so, UCLA just has not looked good to me all year.
That's fair.
Yeah. No, that's fair, and that's a good reason to fade them. But I think this is UCLA's coming out party.
80% of the money and tickets are on
Square City home dogs.
This is going to be one of those numbers that might move a little bit. Hopefully you're on the right side, getting some value. +3.5 for me, Sean. All right. Next up, we got moving to Saturday. We got a little armed forces battle here. Heading out to Colorado, Colorado Springs Air Force hosting Navy. Air Force laying 15 -700 on the money line. 5-1 is the money line for Navy. Jesus. 38.5 is the total. I think you're just supposed to blindly bet the unders on these.
And this one, they're calling for rain in this one too.
I'm all over Air Force here. I mean, I know you're laying a giant number at -15, but Navy is coming off their first win against ECU. I think Air Force has a legit home field advantage. Again, minus that hiccup in Wyoming, which we were on, taking Wyoming there as a home dog. This Air Force team is pretty good. And I would say, I don't know, Colby. I mean, I'm not a, you know, service academy football specialist, but I think the Air Force passing game is even better than previous years. From what we've seen so far, their quarterback is, I know he got knocked out a little bit last game, but he should be good to go, right?
Yeah. Zeke Daniels, he's a beast. I just think it's, I mean, this is a tricky one because Air Force truly has fucked up Navy 3 out of the past 4.
Yeah.
They've blown them out. But remember, Navy couldn't tackle one of those years. You know what I mean? That was the COVID year.
They didn't practice
time. Yeah. It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points for one. I got to take the points because the clock bleeds in these matchups. I totally think Air Force is the better team. I just think there's only so many possessions that will happen in this game. Give me the 15 points.
If Navy wasn't coming off a win, I might be more inclined. And put thoughts and prayers for that ECU kicker.
Again,
was it the same kicker?
Same kicker.
They didn't find a different kicker.
Don't get me started.
Can we go like necessary roughness?
You didn't tell me we were talking about this pre-episode.
Isn't there some chick you can get is from the soccer team that can kick it straight in 40 yards?
Sandra Bullock, bring her in, man. She went to ECU.
Wow. Kathy Ireland was really played that role nicely in Unnecessary Roughness. All time great movie. Look, this is, I think I was trying to find the trend. I believe it's 43-9-1 since 2005. The under on the air, the
37 and a half right now,
the
right?
Armed forces matchups, 38.5. It's so hard to take a number this big. You got to take Navy, right?
It's just because the amount of possessions.
Well, think about it. What is a 15 point spread with a 38 point total implying?
And they practice against the triple option every fucking day.
Is that 27 to 11? Like,
yeah.
I'm with you. Let's go Navy. Sean's an Air Force guy today.
No, I'm always Air Force.
Interesting.
It's in the rain too. That might hurt the Air Force passing attack. So
ever since you watched Tom Cruise and just celebrate on that beachfront, playing a little beach volleyball, you were an Air Force guy. Michigan, another 9 a.m. kick on the West Coast, noon local time. Michigan heads to Iowa, where I actually it might be 11 a.m. Local time. To Iowa City, where Iowa is a 10.5 point home dog, +320 on the money line, -410 for the Fighting Harbaughs. 42.5 is the total. Another, you know, it's an Iowa total, so I guess it's kind of high for Iowa.
And shame on Fox for ruining this. This was, if this is played at night, I like Michigan got a little edge there from it being pushed up to early kick.
Why'd they move it to early kick?
I think just to get the ratings. Fox is trying to capitalize on that 9 a.m. slot.
Because they can't bear to watch Iowa score 6 points.
How about this? There are only three teams that have been in the red zone 6 times this year. Colorado State, who's terrible, Texas A&M, and Iowa.
Meaning like they've only entered the red zone 6 times.
This is week 5 of college football. There's been 4 games.
And the offense has only been in the red zone 6 times.
And Iowa's got a winning record.
How many, they had what, 2 defensive touchdowns against Rutgers?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this feels like the kind of spread where they're asking you to take Iowa, but Iowa cannot possibly keep up with Michigan.
But Iowa's defense is pretty good.
I was about to say, like, JJ McCarthy, he's never started a game against this good of a defense.
But to your point, is the environment going to be?
It is a
Michigan.
Little
Michigan's defense is good too. They're only 11 points per game for Michigan's defense, which is crazy. To imagine that good of a defense going up against this Iowa offense.
I got to take the points. It's in Iowa City. I don't feel great about it because I think Iowa is not as good as the years past, but it's just too many points in Iowa City.
Yeah, I'm taking Iowa.
God damn it.
It's in conference. You got to go home, dog.
Yeah, I'll ride with it. But I get it.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying. Like,
and Michigan, I don't know. Were they looking ahead to Iowa? What happened to Maryland? They barely beat Maryland.
Yeah, and another thing is Michigan played the softest out of conference schedule.
Yeah, they had
with
a
Hawaii
super
and UConn and Colorado State, three of the bottom five.
They have
worst
not
teams.
Been battle tested at all. Oh, Iowa, like say what you will about Rutgers, I think going into New Jersey and getting that win, that was a decent win for them.
And they beat South Dakota State with their two safeties. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. The old fashioned 7. That's how they got. See,
they lost to Iowa State, but other than that, I think they played well.
To compound your point, 4 home games they now take to the road for back to back games against Iowa, Indiana. Does seem likely they could potentially drop one of them.
Yeah.
I think it's more
probably
so
not
like, more
be
so
Indiana.
Likely here. Yeah.
To your point, I wish this was a night, but and as much as I want to be contrarian, I've been bad at this, so I'm going to join forces with you guys, take the points. Kentucky, although it does look like Michigan's getting more in the action. Another 9 a.m. kick here. Kentucky heads to Mississippi to take on Eli Manning, the alma mater, Ole Miss, which can't wait to watch Peyton and Eli live on Monday Night Football here in a couple hours, less than an hour.
Lawn chair special?
As I'm sitting here in the past.
The lawn chair brothers?
Kentucky heads to Ole Miss. Ole Miss -6.5, -250 on the money line. 200 is the money line for Kentucky. 55 is the total. This is where we remind you about what Kentucky's all about, and that's getting to just enough wins for our guy to get an extension. I kind of like Ole Miss here. Initial reaction, what are you thinking, Colby?
I'm going to go Kentucky. Ole Miss.
Chris Rodriguez coming back from injury.
Yeah.
Kentucky running
injury
back.
As in DUI. the old SEC injury. Ole Miss has played Troy, Central Arkansas, Georgia Tech, and Tulsa. Okay, Troy's okay. Tulsa's okay, I guess, but come on, that schedule's soft.
Okay.
Are we worried about Kentucky's offensive line?
Yeah.
Yes, not very good. Yeah. But I mean, Ole Miss's offense hasn't been juggernauts by any means. Something's got to give. Give me the points. Sprinkle some of the money line with Kentucky.
Yeah, I have a note here that says Kentucky's offensive line might not be an SEC offensive line. So
they've allowed 16 sacks through 4 games. I think that is the concern. And Ole Miss has sacked the quarterback 13 times so far and forced 7 takeaways. So I guess if they can play a clean game, Kentucky, they'll be in this. I'll take the points though, because to Colby's point, I don't see Ole Miss running away with this thing.
I mean, they only put 28 up against Troy, only 35 against Tulsa.
I mean, the number moved for a reason. I think going from 4 to 6.5 makes sense, but yeah, let's take the points or sorry, let's lay the points.
You're laying the points.
Yeah.
Kentucky. Colby and I are on Kentucky.
I'm getting the worst of the number here, but it's still under 7, so we're good. I was seeing NC Nick got this at 4.5, so sharp.
Well, that's why why he's one of the tally site money line leaders.
The better Dan.
Hey, speaking of sharp, if you're sharp, you should be heading over to the No House Advantage. You can really clean up again. Their DFS is really fun. Instead of just, you know, normal DFS, you're playing like, stats and stuff, and you have a salary cap. This, you rank your favorite player props over under, and you play in a big contest. You can win all the way up to $250,000 in cash. So they have some big GPP type events, or you can just play straight up against the house. Five player props, you can win 20x your money. Again, if you like player props over under, you got to be getting over at No House Advantage. Kramer and I are going to be doing some segments on it. I know Colby, or do they not have? No, they NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Colby will not be doing anything for No House Advantage. NoHouseAdvantage.com, promo code SGPN. Download the app, get a first deposit match up to $25. NoHouseAdvantage.com, promo code SGPN.
I got Earnhardt Jr., man.
Oh, you got it? Okay. He's good. He's looking good this week. Also brought to you by promoguy.us, the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. They got daily updates on odd boosts and huge cash bonuses from all the major sports books. And they got a VIP Discord group that puts even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. Again, their daily promo updates are some of the most informative in the game. They don't tell you simply which team is more probable to win, but where you'll get the best odds and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promos. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you're missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And best part of all, it is that Promo Guy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans. We've had Sam on, and a great guy, Michigan State fan, dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. Go to promoguy.us, check out their 100% tracked, transparent, proven method for betting smarter. So make sure you go to promoguy.us. Also brought to you by Odds Trader. Again, it is your one-stop shop for key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather, all the info you need to bet smarter, not harder. Again, their bet tracker, live scores, updates, game stats, player stats, they got it all in one convenient site. OddsTrader.com/BlueWire, OddsTrader.com/BlueWire, Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets.
Did we lay the points with NASA against this asteroid? Did you guys
never
this?
never fade NASA?
No, you know, NASA and Tua, the most reliable things out there right now.
Both from Florida.
Now let's rep California.
I mean, how's NASA doing the transfer portal this season?
They got destroyed.
They're barely working anymore. Privatized the space travel. Let's fucking go. 11 a.m. here on the West Coast. Oregon State heads out to Utah. Early kick in Salt Lake City. Utah laying 10.5 points, -400 on the money line. Oregon State +310 after that heartbreaking loss. 56 is the total. They got the cover done. A natural letdown spot here, and now a very tough situation. Much like the line for Michigan is calling me at 10.5. I think this one's a little easier to take as the home team. So I'll start by saying I'm laying the points with Utah here. Seems like an obvious spot.
Yeah, I mean, isn't this just the classic dream crusher game, right? Where, you know, Oregon State, they were in that game till the very end, lost at home to USC. Now you got to go on the road, play at elevation against Utah. Again, like they look good, just not quite good enough. Oregon State's 4-0 against the spread this year. It just feels like, you know, and Utah's a very good team. I mean, with the exception of that tough loss in Florida, which was kind of a weird game, tough spot for them. I think they put it on this Oregon State team, which I like. But clearly I think it's just a tough letdown spot for them.
I mean, look, it seems too easy here. So I'm gonna zig and zag. I don't have great points here. It just seems too easy here.
They want you to take the 10.5.
Colby. But I thought if I was setting this line, it would be at 15 or something. It just seems too easy. Give me Oregon State plus 10.5. They actually did a great job against USC's offense. Only scored 7 points that game.
Yeah.
And that was in like the 59th minute of the game. So for some reason, give me the Beavers.
Scored 10, right?
Well, but they were on interceptions by, they scored 17, but they were on 3 interceptions by Oregon State's quarterback. I'm gonna just take the points. Utah wins by 10. We get the cover.
Well, now wait till the college experience where Colby takes Utah -9. No,
I just verified he does have Oregon State on tally site.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
That's right, buddy. All right.
Well, so you gotta see.
I'm verifying every one of these picks. Yeah,
we gotta keep an eye on Benedict Dant.
No, we need to fucking get KPMG out here to do some fucking auditing on this shit. Wake Forest heads to Florida State Tallahassee, we're and this is the beginning of our weather conversation.
Yeah, Colby and I were for rain in this
Colby
week.
And I yeah. were deep diving into Hurricane Ivan or Ian earlier today to try to guess where it's going to be on Saturday. 12:30 p.m. kick here. Wake Forest heads down to Florida State -7, -270 on the money line. Wake Forest is +220. 66 is the total. It seems like the hurricane is going to be past Florida by Saturday. I guess the concern would be that they're like potentially games getting canceled due to like infrastructure problems.
Yeah, I think class is called for the week.
So, you know, that may impact the home crowd. It may impact a lot of things. Certainly maybe looking to the under versus the over if there is still rain, if the field is fucked up. But just from a straight handicap, can't lay 7 points with Florida State. Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Just from a pure handicap.
Can't do it.
What am I missing here? Florida State. I get it. They're having a good start to their season, but
public team.
I'm all over Wake Forest here. Yeah. They the money line. They're better. They're better coached. They're better at every position. I feel like. Give me Wake Forest.
Now, are we? Is Wake Forest suffering from a dream crusher game, no, that overtime loss to Clemson? Are we worried about that at all?
They lose to Clemson.
Hartman balled out, 6 touchdowns, yeah, no interceptions.
But this is a game they always lose. I don't think it's a crushing spot.
I mean, if anything, they played the best I've seen them play Clemson in a while. But if anything, that's more of a testament to this program, and it's a veteran program. I mean,
Wake on the money line is pretty interesting. Yeah. I think they're going to be a live dog. I mean, again, Sam Hartman looks for real.
Money's pretty split.
Florida State's pretty inflated right now.
And it could, like, there could be a little weather that may impact both teams' ability to be perfect, which means I'm definitely going to go for the better coached, more veteran team in Wake Forest. And shout out to the chat. Research Flat Earth is questioning our ability to trust NASA. I could see his perspective on that. No, I'm a big NASA guy. Spheres and globes and round things. Love them all. All right. So we're all on Wake.
Yep.
Oh, we're getting hooked on that one, I think.
Really?
I think there's a world where the talent of Florida, like,
I don't think they have better talent. This is a different Florida State, man.
No, but I think there's a world where Florida State can come out and, like, they've looked good, but I also think we're selling Florida State high here. So I'm just worried because it seems too easy. Like, Wake is a better team, as you say. And normally when you see traps like this, Colby, you run the other direction. Oklahoma State heading to Baylor. Waco. You know, young people don't even associate Waco with anything nowadays. Just Baylor football. Baylor -2.5, -1. Baylor
basketball.
Ah, yeah. 140. And the controversy over there in Baylor. Horrible university. Baylor -2.5, -140 on the money line. Oklahoma State +115. 56.5 is the total.
This is a Big 12 title rematch.
Yeah.
From a season ago.
Big 12's a fun conference this year.
It's the best conference this year to watch, in my opinion.
Can you add that to your
Kansas?
1-10 is fucking loaded.
Can we, on top of getting the DantaBase top 25 every week, once you start releasing that, can we also get a conference ranking?
Yeah. Let's go.
What about Baylor has kind of owned Spencer Sanders, right?
Yeah. Dave Aranda is a great defensive coach. You know, he started with Coach Leach. So she had a crowbar that in there, but
Baylor 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 at home. No. Oklahoma State though has been good on the road, 5-0 ATS, 7-1 straight up. Cowboys, Oklahoma State Cowboys, 12-2-1 ATS.
I'm not picking the Cowboys.
Last but not least, this is a gold out for Baylor. So that to me,
they're copying the Giants with the white out on Monday night.
Oh, you guys are wearing white.
No. It's an original concept. Haven't you heard?
Are there going to be enough fans for the whiteout?
Sean, you keep making jokes.
Yeah.
But Wink, AKA Don, he's got his gold chain out, and he has called the fans out. And I'm telling you, people who were in the building last week were saying with shocked voices, the Giants have a home field edge again.
I'm taking Baylor here. It scares me that the line's 2.5. Other than that, I can't think of a good reason why to take Oklahoma State.
I'm taking Baylor as well.
Am I missing State anything, Colby?
They haven't played anybody really. Central Michigan, Arizona Baylor's State, and Arkansas Pine Bluff. I think Aranda will have something dialed up for Sanders.
Is there an injury or something?
No, I mean both teams are I mean, well, Baylor's not undefeated because they lost at BYU in like five overtimes. But
like what I'm seeing, yeah, this is just one of the. This is a classic game where it seems like the tickets are split, but the sharp action's coming in all on Baylor. So
yeah, they're much better on the line of scrimmage. Oklahoma State lost a lot of guys on the defensive line.
Why is it not three? I'm with Sean. This is scary. But
that's the only thing that makes me a little bit weird.
Yeah. Mm. Sharp money's all on Baylor, so I don't know what's going on there. All right, 12:30, another 12:30 kick. Iowa State heading to Lawrence, take on the best team in college football.
Yeah,
Kansas Jayhawks, no longer a basketball school.
Rock chalk, baby.
Yeah. Suck it, Bill Self. +130. No one asked me what conference we should be in. Fuck you. Basketball doesn't matter. Kansas +130 on the money line. Iowa State -3.5 on the road. -160 on the money line. 57 is the total. This is ridiculous. I mean, I, as much as I hate to suddenly give Colby any sort of credit, but ever since I listened, you had Pam on and we were talking about how much you guys love Kansas. I didn't realize. And now it's turned me into a Kansas fan. No, I mean, this is a ridiculous number. Iowa State shouldn't be laying 3.5.
And Jalen Daniels, they just took a massive, I forget what sports book it was, but just took a massive bet on him to win the Heisman. And now really? He is their biggest Heisman liability, which would be crazy if he pulls that off. But, you know, as a guy who had Duke +8.5, again, it was my lock. It was never in doubt. But this Kansas team.
Sean's the worst kind of tout. The worst kind of tout.
Colby spits in my lock's face. He got
Kansas, every play, they were getting 9 yards.
I know.
They could have won by a lot more, but Kansas defense, not all the way there yet. Yeah. So Duke's offense should deserve a little bit of credit there. But
And Duke's tackling was really horrible. Kansas at home, man. They had like, it felt like they had a legit home field.
They had a sellout, man. That was the first time, you know, since Chandler.
They're 4-0.
Let's go.
They are
the Jayhawks plus the points.
They would be a sell high team potentially, but they're also a team that's just been outperforming the market. And perhaps they just haven't caught up yet. We're heading into conference play. I don't know. I mean, I'm certainly not going to fade Kansas here.
No, they're an impossible team to go against right now. Like if you're going against Kansas.
Well, and they just got disrespected by being not in the top 25, which is like crazy to me. Cause they have two road wins and their offense is getting like 9 yards of play on everybody. So if anything, that's great, you know, bulletin board material right there. Hey, they still don't think we're top 25.
Yeah. I mean, it's always concerning when Kansas is a public team, but they were a public team last week as well. I guess depending on when you got it, you may have won, you may have lost. Sean, as Sean said, never a doubt Duke was there, but
no, yeah.
That would be my concern, is there's obviously some market dynamics here that would suggest that Kansas is a bad play, laying 3.5, right, all that jazz. But I'm with you.
John McDevitt's right too. Refs bailed out Duke with a BS pass interference call.
I'm just saying,
you know,
just
referees are terrorists.
Dipping my toe in the JV
Kansas
pool.
should have won by two scores, but they didn't, John. And that's why they call it a Sean Green lock.
Great comment. Referees are terrorists.
Sean, now that's a t-shirt. Can we get referees or terrorists? No, what we need to do. All right. We're going to get, and it's going to get dark, but we're going to like parody one of those like terrorist like recruiting things. So it's going to be a ref on it. Referees are terrorists. John, hopefully you didn't trademark that because we're going to work on that design. All right. Before we get to the last few games, shout out the Elias Game Plan app. Love this thing. I got it right in front of me. Tons of great nuggets for the NFL and for fantasy, whatever you're doing, betting, fantasy, they got you covered here. Bunch of great nuggets, including Mike McCarthy, Dallas head coach. He is 24-13 straight up against rookie head coaches in his NFL career. Still don't like him this week, but it's good to have that kind of information. Elias Game Plan app has you covered. Again, tons of great nuggets. And 15% off the annual subscription when you use our promo code SGPN15. So download the Elias Game Plan app, helps us out, and use that promo code SGPN15. Win-win. You get 15% off. You get great information. ELIAS. And of course, you see all those nuggets on SportsCenter, our, you know, the Elias Sports Bureau. They dig through their spreadsheets, their database, and pull out some great nuggets to help you bet smarter, not harder. Elias Game Plan Sports Betting. In the App Store or Play Store, use the promo code SGPN15. We're also brought to you by FuboTV. That's right. If you watch football, and obviously you do, you need Fubo TV. Got you covered for college and pro football. Even added a Fubo TV to God's Eye because you can never have too many options. Plus NFL Red Zone 4K at no extra charge. Again, cut the cord. Get Fubo TV. What are you doing? Plus they have the cloud-based DVR. It really is very easy to use and has all the channels you want as a sports fan. Fubo TV, get free for 7 days and 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP.
All right. Home stretch, making the turn. Alabama, Arkansas. Heading to, I mean, this is a real test for Alabama. Maybe was Arkansas looking ahead? Absolutely not. They're playing in the home of Jerry. But now Alabama laying 16.5. You could tell the odds makers don't know what to do with this one. -800 on the money line. 550 is the Arkansas money line. 61 is the total. It's a juicy money line, but it's, I mean, the number, like anytime I see Alabama or Ohio State favorite, like Ohio State, Wisconsin last week, anytime I see a spread between 15 and 18, the books don't know what to do. And so I think this one will either be an absolute blowout or Arkansas is going to be very live to the very end. What do you think?
I'm going to take the points. I mean, Bama, the defense had some question marks going up against Texas. Now, I know Arkansas's pass defense is terrible, which scares me when you have Bryce Young passing against that defense, but it's a lot of points. They're coming off a loss. I'm hoping that a fan bites off another man's nose again.
So I forgot to mention this when I said the Beyond Meat COO got arrested for biting his nose. And you're like, that's crazy that the same thing happened in an Arkansas game. I just assumed so the guy involved making fake meat wouldn't be a diehard Arkansas fan, but he is. So
what do they say? Pig suey. Do you think he says soy suey?
Soy suey. Maybe he's not, maybe he is a fan of flesh after all, just human flesh.
I mean, they're fans between that and the fan picking up the raccoon at the baseball game. It's in Fayetteville. That's why they lost. It was in Jerry's World. Those fans don't get down like that over there. So give me, let's go Razorbacks. Give me the 16.5, but you might later in the week, I bet you this goes to 17. So just bet this.
So
I think Alabama's going to just destroy them.
When they came out with the sequel to Silence of the Lambs, the one with Ed Norton, where like the,
was that Red Dragon
where he's sitting, where I'm blanking on the serial killer's name, the Hopkins character, he's sitting eating dinner with a guy, but they're eating a piece of his brain. Yeah, and Ray his brain's Liotta. Open. That's what the nose biter is. You guys are missing a major piece of the pie here. Alabama plays Texas A&M next week. Jimbo, yeah. Nick Saban, that's next week. I don't think we're getting 100% Bama focus this week. Give me Arkansas.
But man, the matchup.
Alabama has very few look-aheads. You look at the schedule, they have Arkansas, then it's Texas A&M, then to Tennessee. LSU in a couple. I just think this isn't the game they're looking at right now. I think this is a trappy spot, and I would be happy to take the points against. I didn't take them last week when Vanderbilt was catching 41. I knew not to do that. Alabama rolled. But yeah, this is a tough spot for them. Give me the points.
I'm sticking with Alabama. Okay. I appreciate the look ahead spot, but I just think their passing defense. I mean, Bryce Young's got to get cracking on this Heisman.
Can Arkansas score some points in this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
KJ Jefferson's going to be able to move that ball.
I don't think so. Not against Alabama.
Massive chalk, 90% on Alabama. Good luck, Sean. Georgia. All right. 1 PM.
Rock chalk, baby.
1 PM on the West Coast. We're heading to, this could be in the hurricane zone. I'll give you a list of all the games, but Georgia Southern taking on Coastal Carolina, -10 for Coastal, -330 on the money line. Georgia Southern +280, 59.5 is the total. We're expecting 1 to 2 inches of rain per hour in the zone of like basically Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, maybe Virginia on Saturday, depending on when the storm is. So certainly I would take the under here.
I mean, did you see our fans out there representing?
Shout out to the Campus Connection guys. Posted their video on our Instagram and Twitter. They're Georgia Southern guys, which means I'm a Georgia Southern guy. 10 points is a lot.
Yeah,
especially if there's going to be weather in this game.
And look, Georgia Southern used to run the option before last year. I was really mad at them for getting rid of it, but you know those fans just won me back over. Give me the 10, and if it is raining, I trust the team that I mean, I guess Coastal Carolina runs is a run heavy team as well, but still, Georgia Southern.
You're not worried about the coaching. Is there a coaching edge here? We like the.
I would say Coastal. Chadwell's proved himself a little bit more than Clay Helton.
What's the status of the quarterback?
McCall Big Bird. That's his nickname, aka Big Bird.
Did he not get hurt last week?
He did, and I think that's something to monitor. Mm. So in the rain, you're gonna want to play him. Give me Georgia Southern all day. Yeah. Sprinkle that money line plus 280.
All right, I'm with you guys there. I'm also gonna pull up my my WinBet account just to get you guys up to speed. If you are a weather guy, if you are a weather guy, so again, Colby and I did a bunch of research on the areas that would be affected. We went through every single game on the slate, FCS included. Although you probably might not be able to get down on the FCS games yet, we pulled all the data. And here are the games that if you're wanting to fade the Hurricane, again, 1 to 2 inches of rain per hour, that's insane. Here are the games that you would want to take the under on. ODU Liberty, again, Virginia Coast, we expect heavy rain there. JMU Texas State, maybe a little bit less rain there, but another under. Duke Virginia, this game could be crazy rainy, and the total still north of 50. Charlotte UTEP, we're going under. North Carolina Virginia Tech. I mean, Virginia Tech's offense can't do shit as it is. Another under and Coastal Georgia Southern. So those are the six Hurricane games for the weekend. There's an FCS matchup too with Citadel and
App State
that you're also.
I'm with Research Flat Earth though. They hype up these Hurricanes and then nothing ever happens.
That's what they said in Katrina and they stayed.
Wait for it.
Well, the levee broke.
Go pull up the tape. This projects to be similar to the Virginia Tech North Carolina game when Mitch Trubisky looked like a big pile of shit. So if you want to see what that could look like, pull up that tape. Research Flat Earth. You're 0-2 in my book for this show. So
What about the hurricane when Austin wouldn't open his doors in Houston? Right.
Oh yeah, the guy that owned that church, right?
Yeah, that one seemed pretty legit. Everyone's trying to get in there.
Yeah, there every once in a while there's a real hurricane. Then the next thing you know, you're living in the Superdome. But
real
for the most part, they hype up these Florida hurricanes.
I'm sorry, I'll take a loss. I'm not living in the fucking Superdome. All right, as a guy that's anti domes,
yeah, Colby,
I'll pull a Sean Penn. I'll be in the boat sinking. All right.
Colby would be the guy in like the boat.
We identified seven games. How many go under?
I think Sean's not a weather guy. Six. Let's go six of the seven. Yeah,
You're getting five. Maybe there'll be some weird plays, but they're
tweet them out now, and we'll keep track. These are Kramer's seven hurricane unders.
I was waiting to give them out on the show. I thought it'd be more better.
I'm saying after the show's done, tweet it.
Don't worry.
Tweet it out so we can keep track of it.
Sure, I got receipts too right here with real money down. So that's awesome.
The Jets. Do they still have receipts or did they? Did they lose receipts in that Bengals game?
Oh, I don't
because they have receipts.
They might
for everyone who's been doubting them.
Just like the video of the Dolphins fan who cut together all of Josh Allen's almost interceptions. Receipts, baby. Everyone's holding receipts this year.
It's a hilarious argument between the Bills fans and Dolphins fans. It's like, guys, we figured this out on the field. The Dolphins won the game.
Dolphins won.
Yeah.
Bills fans are upset.
You know, that's just a New York thing. It's the New York City fans against the Buffalo fans.
Yeah.
Because Dolphins fans are all New York City fans or all from New York City. Right?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. New York City.
All right. We got a kickoff coming up soon for real varsity football. All right. Texas A&M heading to Mississippi State. Hail State. Mississippi State laying 3.5 minus 180 on the money line plus 150 for the Aggies. 45.5 is the total. I circled this week at the beginning of the season. I actually already have Texas or Mississippi State in this game.
Texas A&M didn't look that good against Arkansas.
I just rattled off that stat. They only have been in the red zone six times.
Yeah. No explosion on the offensive side.
They just lost Smith, their best, their best wideout for the season.
Can I tout a little bit? Mississippi State before the year was a pick 'em in this spot. Now they're 3.5. That's because Texas A&M sucks. And Jimbo getting ready for the big game next week against Daddy.
Lay it.
Rogers, 16 touchdown passes this year, second in the nation in passing yards, 1386.
Heisman next year. We're loading up on a Will Rogers Heisman ticket next year.
And this is their first road game, first true road game. I think this is a bad spot for Texas A&M. Mississippi State all the way.
Well, they just played in a road game, so you can also argue that was
a neutral field run.
It's still on the road. NC State heading to Clemson. Last game on the slate, Clemson. I don't know what to think about DJU. Like, people want so badly for him to be good. They will you know, butter up this performance and be like, look, he wasn't bad. He did a good job.
Well, I mean, I hope so. Wake Forest's defense has been horrible, making quarterbacks look like Steve Young for 20 years.
You know, I so badly want to talk about how NC State shits the bed when the time happened, when the moment's big, but man, they're going to fuck Clemson up. I actually think they're going to fuck Clemson up here. I've completely changed my opinion on this one. I just don't trust that Clemson can score. Like I
don't think they're going to fuck them up because NC State's NC State, but I will take the points in a monsoon. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, that, yeah. Wait, how did we not include the Clemson?
Yeah, I don't know how we didn't do that, but.
Oh, you know why? Because it's a night game, and we expect the bulk of it to pass through South Carolina. We you weren't listening to me, but basically the South Carolina front day games, not night games. But yeah, any way you slice this, though, I. Where do you like Clemson better than NC State?
I mean, from a coaching standpoint, the way. I mean, Dave Doran, I've always thought, you know, his team's.
But don't we have question? Don't we have question about Dabo now? The one time
I backed Clemson last week, they can't get it done. I don't understand this.
Maybe they're looking ahead.
I'll take the points though, because I do think DJU is going to struggle this game. And
money lines live here.
And I think NC State is talented enough to actually win this game, but I just don't think they will.
No one needs to see Clemson in the playoff.
They shouldn't even be in the top 10.
Clemson is 1-3 against the spread this year, although they're hosting College Game Day, 6-1 when they host College Game Day on campus. Big Cinco, do we think he's better than last year?
Yes, he is slightly improved. Yeah. He's lighter. He lost 40 pounds. I do think Clemson will struggle though. That secondary gave up a ton against Wake Forest. So if NC State, but once again, NC State's a strange team.
Yeah, like they should have lost to ECU.
Yeah, but a lot of that is they knew that
was the best.
But NC State last year, they'll try running the ball when they have like they're all year they've been terrible at running the ball, and then it just doesn't make sense. That's why.
But this is the game they scheduled all year. Like this is if anything, if they win this week, can't wait to fade them next week against Florida State. I just think this is the game they circled. They're a better team almost in every positional group, but maybe defensive line. And yeah, I just beat DJU in a big game. No, thank you. All right. You guys ready to lock it up?
Happy birthday. Time for the Lock Dog and Tease presented by sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. Kramer, why don't we let Colby start? Mix up the mojo a little bit. Or for your guys' sake, I'm fine either way.
Oh, I hit my T's. What are you talking about? And I was on the right side of Kansas. If you listen to
Colby,
TCE,
Colby, you got to remember he spells team with two I's.
No, all right, Ryan, you go first then.
What are you talking about? I'm fine with letting Colby go first.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought I was trying to help you guys out with some mojo.
Let's not overthink this. UTSA -4. Lock it up. Let's go.
That is a good lock.
The dog is going to be. Let me see which one I get you the most value.
You're gonna fade Middle Tennessee at night in Murfreesboro.
Johnny Red Stadium. Be I've been there.
Friday night. You ride the bull? You ever ridden the bull? Middle Tennessee? Huh?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. One of their downtown bars. They got an outdoor bull. They got bull riding bull.
Oh no! Shit.
Outdoors, yeah.
For the moneyline dog, Kentucky +200 on the moneyline. Let's go. Actually, Wake Forest +220. That's even better value. Let's go.
Wow.
Should we parlay those things?
You can do whatever you want.
Do a little parlay action. Kentucky and Wake on the money line.
The fans were upset we didn't give a parlay out last week.
I feel like we should do that one.
All right. We'll give it out at the end.
The tease. Let's go to, what is that? What would that be? Navy 21.
Colby's
doing
math.
Give me Navy +21. Give me.
I'm gonna update the arithmetic engine.
The analog. It's an analog mode.
Get the abacus.
So Navy and 21 there. Let's go Kansas with 9.5.
It's a good tease.
I'm just gonna tease 3 under.
And let's go Georgia Southern with 16.
Okay.
That's a hard play.
Bonus lock, Colby.
Bonus lock is going to be Mississippi State -3.5.
I like that one. That's an interesting one though, because I do a little bit worried about Texas A&M defense. All right. Lock number one. Or do you want to go before me, Sean?
I'll go. Lock number one, Utah -10.5. Sorry, Oregon State. It's just a perfect spot. Bonus lock. Give me Kansas +3.5 as the home dog there. And for my dog, give me a going back and forth. I want to put NC State in here. I do like Wake. I do like Kentucky. I was a little crazy. UCLA gets it done on the money line. Let's go for my tease. I will take Air Force down to 9. Across a couple key numbers that, there.
I mean, especially in an armed forces battle.
Yes.
Every number is key.
Air Force down to 9. I'm going to take BYU. Nah, I don't need to tease that. I'll take Alabama down to 10.5. And then I will. This is not a great week for teases.
What do you mean? It's always a great week for teases.
And then I'll take
get NC State up to 13.
Yeah, I can do that. Oh, NC State.
See? Helped them out there. Helped them out.
And then we'll give out a round robin money line dog parlay.
Okay. Ready?
We'll
for
have to
me?
Agree on it. Yes. What do you got?
Lock, Baylor minus 2.5.
That's a good one too.
Bonus lock, NC State plus 7.
Don't mind that.
Dog. I mean, it's got to be. I hate to copy Colby, but it's got to be. It's got to be. Wait, you know what? To not copy Colby, let's swap this around. Move my NC State to a money line play.
Ooh,
that's right. And then we'll swing around and we'll take Wake plus 7. The second lock. Hopefully that game happens. And then for the tease, a lot of key numbers to tease through here. But give me Kansas plus 9.5. Give me, do I dare tease around 0? Are we still thinking that's a negative EV proposition? Give me UTSA plus 2.
Wow.
I'm just getting weird. And give me Ole Miss down to a pick 'em.
Ole Miss pick. All right. Let's put together. What do we do? 3-team money line round robin.
Oh dude, I like it. We go Wake.
Yep.
NC State. I like Kentucky. What about our boys down there in Statesboro, Georgia, Georgia Southern plus 280 on the money line against Big Bird and Coastal.
I think
so. Wake, NC State. I feel like we can both agree on those two, right?
Do we throw Iowa in there?
I was crazy.
See, I think okay. The NC State one's a little. I mean, I think NC Kentucky State is more likely than NC State.
Kramer's on Ole Miss.
That's fine. You can disagree with me.
No, let's. Okay. So we got Wake in there. What else are we agreeing on?
Do we dare touch Iowa plus 320?
No, he said that's gross.
Okay.
Let's do Wake, Kansas.
Okay.
On the money line,
Georgia Southern.
One more, Ryan. What are you feeling?
Or NC State, right?
NC State's the play.
Okay. Wake, I Kansas, mean, NC State, money line round robin.
It's a coin flip game where we're getting plus 225.
Let's go.
I mean, the ACC ones are good. I don't know about Kansas.
All right. So that's our money line round robin. Wake, Kansas, and NC State. Hey, toss us a nice rating review. You can do it on Spotify real easy. 5 stars on there. screenshot it or Apple Podcasts. Submit your screenshot. Merch Monday is actually Merch Tuesday. We're waiting the result of the New York Football Giants game. The Giants win. We're giving away a $200 gift certificate to the SGPN store. Still time to get your screenshot in. Just fire up the SGPN app. Click contest. Can't miss it.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green. He's Ryan.
Sean, next week we'll get into this chess controversy.
Kramer, let it ride.